Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, coming to you live from the waterfall capital of the world, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. You'll hear that I have a bit of a frog in my throat. We've been doing a bit of that, the NyQuil, so please just bear with me as we go through today. I'm so excited to have a fantastic guest. We've had her on before. You guys love her, and we're going to bring her back again. And she's got an amazing announcement, a huge promotion coming out tomorrow. And we're just so looking forward to having her on. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. And we first just want to thank also to Patrick Bernard for his beautiful rendition of Radha Govinda that we just heard in the intro. It's from his album, Chakra Celebration. And you can find more of his music at patrickbernard.com. Now, thank you so much for tuning in again. This new season, we are so excited to have you here. We got a whole bunch of new specials and a whole bunch of new things coming in, where we've also now added a little bit more to the yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, where we're enjoying that nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, and expanding the collective conscious with all those amazing synchronicities, all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece you were created to be. So now, with our incredible edition of the Spirit Travel Guru Spotlight, we have Peta Panos from Spiritual Quest Journeys. He'll be joining us a little bit later today, who will be joining us actually every broadcast. She's really incredible, and the information and everything that she brings forward, showcasing the different sacred sites, the vortexes, and exploring magical places worldwide, you don't want to miss it. So as we continue to celebrate the conscious soul evolution, the divine blueprint, sacred wisdom, ascension, and the mystery school of vibrant living, we're going to have a really wild and fantastic wild card show for you today. And you guys know, too, it's multidimensionally layered, so we never know what's going to happen or who else is going to show up. And we just plan it moment to moment so we can spark your creativity, infusing all of the infinite possibilities and the magical divine child. So why don't we dare you all to risk living in divine cosmic ecstasy? So today, we're so happy to be welcoming Danielle Rama Hoffman. She's the best-selling author of Temple of Light, and she has an incredible new book that's going to be hitting Amazon tomorrow. You've got to check this out. She is just incredible. She is an ancient wisdom keeper, a divine transmitter, and a leader in the shift in unity consciousness. She is also now the author of the brand new book, The Council of Light, and creator of Divine Transmissions, Inc. You can actually find her also, too, at divinetransmissions.com. She provides energy facilitation and consciousness coaching to empower empaths, visionaries, and new thought leaders to prosperously share their purpose and manifest the depths of the desires of their soul. How incredible is that? It's amazing. It just really speaks to you. And we're just, again, so happy to welcome her. Thank you so much for joining us from France, Danielle. It's wonderful to have you back.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here in the yummy, juicy, ecstatic bliss energy that we're co-creating.
It's amazing. How is it living in France? How amazing. Last time you were in Seattle. Please tell us a little bit about this. What have you been up to?
Well, it's been a beautiful experience. I often liken it to how Isis and Mary Magdalene left Egypt and went to France, that I have been following their trail of in a sense, moving from Egypt to France, and the energies are just so magnificent here and living in the country, and it's just really beautiful and joy-filled.
Oh, that sounds amazing. It sounds like a dream come true for you. That's so beautiful. And it's so inspiring, too, for us to hear that, so that all the people, everyone listening in, also sees, you know, how incredible it is to live your dream. It's so beautiful. And now you have this amazing new project, this incredible new book that's come out, or is coming out tomorrow on Amazon. Please tell us more about this. How did it come to be? How did it unfold for you?
Well, it is the Council of Light, divine transmissions for manifesting the deepest desires of the soul. And it first came to me was through my connection to Thoth, to Thoth, the Egyptian god of infinite knowledge, who I'm very connected to, and him introducing me to this council of thousands of intergalactic light beings whose purpose is to enhance the vibration of joy. And so it really has been about a 10-year process since I first met them and was connecting with them through my personal meditation, also through some group transmissions that I was offering. And that's really how the book came into being, was from those personal meditations and those group transmissions. And yeah, it's really, somebody asked me the other day, how's my life changed since working with the Council of Light? And I think that's really where we started our conversation, is that I am living the deepest desires of my soul on a lot of levels. So I'm just delighted that the book is out and ready to be in people's hands.
So where can they get the book? We know we have a huge launch for Amazon tomorrow. Please tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, so they can go to councilofliteBook.com, councilofliteBook.com, and find out all the steps to then buy the book on Amazon. And when they buy it on October 30th, they'll receive 60 gifts from 60 transformational leaders that come with the book, and all information's there, and also including an amazing gift from you as well, Charlotte.
Yeah, I was so honored to be a part of it, and also to read the book. You guys have got to read it. It's so incredible. It is so beautifully written. You find yourself just almost not like that you're swept away, but that you are just in a different space and energy. It's almost like this timelessness. And it's just beautiful. It's such a pivotal landmark, and it's just a real honor. And thank you so much for sending me that amazing copy. Do you think it would be possible for us maybe a little later to give a direct transmission to our audience from the Councils of Light?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. And you talk about the rays. Can you tell us a little bit more about the rays?
Yes. So the Council of Light offers 11 rays of light to enhance health, wealth, and happiness. And each ray of light is a particular frequency and vibration. And that each person can connect to the rays of light through a process of calling them forth, remembering them. Some examples of the rays of light are the emerald ray, and the emerald ray is the you ray. It really supports each person in being uniquely them, and in the process of really being uniquely you through the emerald ray, that which isn't uniquely you begins to be included back in the wholeness, back in the oneness. And one of the things that the Council of Light is shared with us over and over again is really that the most grace-filled way to move through this transition into a higher vibration is for each of us to be our unique selves full out. And as a part of that process, it's necessary to let go of some old patterns or unplug from the old paradigm of separation or collective consciousness. So I'm sure that the Council of Light will share exactly the perfect activation and initiation. And yet, one of my hopes for the activation and initiation is just more support in that process of really each individual moving out of separation consciousness within ourselves into a state of unity. So the emerald ray is one of the 11 rays of light, and there are 10 more, the love ray, the peace ray, the enlightenment ray, the divine ray, the solar ray. So they're really, the first half of the book focuses on the 11, right, and how to work with them.
It's so incredible. I found I was really just so drawn to the joy ray. It was so, the energy that it brought forward was so incredible. And that, I guess, is it true, like it encompasses or bring all, or brings that also through?
Could you repeat that?
Oh, I was just talking about the joy ray and how it, it just really infuses you. And as I was reading the book, how it was really just so inspiring and so, I found it really helping to shift a lot of the energies and the frequencies that were around me. It was really incredible. Did you find that there was one ray that really sat with you as you were writing the whole book?
Well, I think you highlighted the heart and the soul of the Council of Light's mission with the joy ray, because really their vibration, their mission is to enhance joy, and that joy is beyond emotion. It's really that frequency, and that as joy is enhanced, then health, wealth, and happiness are amplified. So it really is that opening and that doorway to be in a greater state of wholeness. So one of the ways that I love connecting to the joy ray is also just thinking of it as opening pathways, opening doorways to our natural state, to our birthright of joy. And that there are so many tools in the world right now, so many ways of being, and yet to really be in alignment with joy and to be in that higher vibration, that awareness, that remembering, is to me one of the most direct and ease-filled way to access our multidimensionality, our divine selves, and who it is that we are and what it is that we came to express on this earth plane.
That is so beautifully put. And, you know, it makes me think of when you had done The Temple of Light, a phenomenal book, and how you had also offered those CDs with the meditations also with the book to help with you further integrating it. Do you have anything like that also offered for this book with the Councils of Light?
Well, I have two things. One is a complementary interplay with Thoth and the Council of Light called the Ask the Divine, where people can submit their questions, and then once a month the Council of Light responds to their questions. And a monthly live call with the Council of Light called Joy Pods. So if people want to have that live interaction beyond the scope of the book, then that's one beautiful way that they can do that. And I loved your introduction, how you were saying that really it in each moment of this time together, it's created. And I think that's also one of the beauties of these monthly live calls, is that it's created in that moment to really speak about what would be the most enlivening and activating for the people that are participating.
Oh, that is so incredible. And once again, we're speaking with Danielle Rama Hoffman, just a beautiful soul who's bringing across such an incredible new work of art. It's brilliant. It's called The Councils of Light. You have to check this out on Amazon tomorrow. Tomorrow is the launch, October 30th. And you can find her also at www.divinetransmissions.com. And Danielle, again, we are just so happy to have you back on the show. You've been on a few times, and every time you come on, it's always just amazing. It's so such a beautiful time to spend with you. And we'd be so honored if you could bring forth the Councils of Light, if this in the ever-present infinite now would be a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with great pleasure.
So shall we get everybody into a receptive position? And please, just, I want to say, open us up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so this is the Council of Light that is moving more into the forefront of this now moment, this divine transmission. And the beautiful invitation to open, to receive, to remember has been extended to you. And we are transmitting at the beginning of this activation to really provide the frequency and the consciousness so that you can be in that state of being you, that state of being in alignment with your universal awareness, your multidimensionality. And as has been mentioned, this book is about manifesting the deepest desires of your soul. The joy ray. Just take a moment to tune in to what those deepest desires of your soul are. What have been those whispers, those callings, those voices within yourself that have been asking for your attention, that have been calling forth your attention? And as you're tuning into the deepest desires of the soul, we would like to more formally introduce ourselves to the Council of Intergalactic Light Beings, whose purpose is to increase joy and therefore health, wealth, and happiness. And we are here at this time to support the shift in consciousness, to support the remembering, to support the activation of your wholeness. And it is in response to your asking and to your calling that we have opened up this communication in this way. And because each individual will have your own unique Council of Light. And so at this time, if you choose, you can call forth your connection to your unique Council of Light. And if you are new to working or connecting with a Council of Light beings or light beings, then what we would say is that this is a natural conversation for you to have. It is a natural communication. Look at ones such as your beings that you're with on this show today as having a special gift and talent to be able to connect to these subtle energies. And although that's true, that they have developed those gifts and talents, it is within each and every person to be able to access this connection. Good. So now you may have an awareness of your unique Council of Light that has come in response to your calling, in response to your asking. And just take a moment to allow your sensations. And one of the things that we focus on, that we connect in the Council of Light book, is the invitation to form a direct relationship with us, to form a direct relationship with us, that you can call upon us in your manifestations, in your accelerations. So just tune in and notice if there's a word or a symbol that's coming to you to connect to your Council of Light, your Council of Light. And now that you are calibrating to your unique Council of Light, ask for the ray of light that will really support you in opening and stabilizing. Maybe it's the joy ray or the solar ray or the divine ray or the ray of light or the rainbow ray. And as you're calling upon your unique ray of light, the rainbow ray is one of the rays that has been called forth by this particular, is tuning into this broadcast. And the rainbow ray is the wholeness ray. Is the wholeness ray. And so as you're tuning into the rainbow ray, just allow yourself to move into a state of inclusion, to include all of you, to include all of you, including your multidimensionality, including your connection to yourself, including the vibration of joy, including your unique masterpiece, including your diamond light, including your Merkaba, including your sacrum and your central column, and your connection to above and below. And now that we have calibrated this space, we're really here just for the fun of it, for the joy of it, for the delight in it. And so we are just asking the higher selves of those that are tuning into this to send your questions holographically, virtually, to what it is that you would like support around. And we're opening it up in this way to model that we are communicating beyond words, that we are receiving your questions, your direction, the areas that you would like support in. And so the first question that is being transmitted is really about matching what it is that you notice on the spiritual planes with your life experience, and that the being that's submitting this question is feeling a disconnect between knowing certain things and experiencing those things. For example, knowing that all is well in each and every moment, and yet experiencing a sense of not feeling good, or a sense of not having enough, or not being enough, or having the knowing that it is your birthright to be in a state of joy, and yet feeling depressed. And why is there that disconnect? And more importantly, how can you shift that disconnect? So thank you for that question, for as questions are asked, it does relate to what is in the field of more than just the person that's asking that question. So we would bring in the love ray time. And the love ray really helps to include back into the wholeness any mechanism of separation, any mechanism of resistance. And if there was one intention, one possibility for this activation, it would be around the reabsorption of the patterns that you have in which you separate yourself from yourself. And so just imagine that the love ray is pouring in and through and around you, and that you have been in a cubicle, for example, and all that you know to be true, it has been in cubicles outside of you, around you, that you're in the same location, and yet you haven't been able to experience what you know to be true in your everyday life. And the love ray is lifting the cubicles, it's melting the walls, it's bringing down these barriers and allowing the threshold of that which you're choosing, that which you know to be true, to be actualized in your life and to be connected to the soul, to your source, to your divine wholeness. And while that's continuing, the next question that's coming through is about how to be in the now moment, how to be present, how to get current with who it is that you've become. Because for some of you, and the person that's asking this question in particular, there is a feedback loop that's going. Thoughts about the past, thoughts about the future, thoughts about the to-do list, a sense of stress, a sense of having to get something done. And in the repeating of that stress, that energy pattern, there is an amplification of the nervous system, that the nervous system begins to get on overdrive. It begins to look for what isn't working. There's a hypervigilance. And so the solar ray, which is the now ray, is also becoming available to really reabsorb the light and the love and all that is you, and dismantling the pathways that these electrical impulses of negative thoughts, of self-judgment, have been riding upon. So we have the solar ray, the love ray, the wholeness ray, and your unique council of light, and also the intention of accessing what it is that is the deepest desires of your soul. And part of the deepest desires of your soul is to be you as the multidimensional creator, divine being you. And now this is the Venus ray that is moving more to the forefront of this divine transmission, the ray of opulent bliss, because this conversation was started with the invitation to dare to be in ecstatic bliss, to dare to be in that vibration of bliss, of joy. So the Venus ray is coming in like a spiral of consciousness that is just inviting you gently to move in the direction of your awareness, of knowing that bliss exists in each and every moment, that you don't have to be anyone different to access bliss. You don't have to have anything different to be in a state of joy. Everything exists in this moment. And the love ray is absorbing any sense of being separate from the bliss that is you, the light that is you, the awakening that is you. So we have transmitted a lot, and you have transmitted a lot, and you have received a lot, and we have received a lot. And we would just pause for a moment here to allow this integration, this activation, to be connected to with all levels of your system, with ease and grace for all levels of your system. And we remain present in this way, reminding you that you can call upon your individual Council of Light. And in a moment, we will open this transmission, this conversation, back to Charlotte to see if there are any questions or additions that she may have.
Thank you so much, Danielle, and the Councils of Light, for coming forward in such a beautiful manner and bringing forth this incredible transmission of frequencies and light. It's, I want to say, mind-blowing. And the beauty of it is how time and space really doesn't matter. We're in our space right now, even though we're literally half a world away from each other. You feel so close. And I love how the message has come forward about how just to be you. Just be you. Just be. There's no special potion or anything. Just be yourself. And you really ignite the magic. It's incredible. And please, for those of you just listening in or integrating or trying to come back, we are here with the lovely Danielle Rama Hoffman and have just so graciously received an incredible divine transmission from the Council of Light. This beautiful book will be available tomorrow on Amazon. Please check it out. It is life-altering and a landmark for you. And you can find out more information about the Councils of Light, about Danielle, at www.divinetransmissions.com. It's really remarkable, and in such gratitude, we thank you for being with us here today. And once again, I just would like to bring forth, as you had mentioned earlier, about how you will also be having monthly phone or calls where people can connect in for a divine transmission. And what can they expect from that?
Yeah, so these joy pods are offered on the first Tuesday of the month. And they are a combination of a divine transmission that is co-created in the moment, and then also question and answer, and that people can be live on the call and ask their questions live, or they can submit them ahead of time, or just as has been experienced here, on that higher self level. And sometimes the beauty of that is that the question will submit, the higher self will submit, that will really create the leveling of consciousness. And this is also a beautiful place to be a part of divine transmission's latest downloads and consciousness, and to be a part of calling that forth and bringing it forward.
It's a beautiful gift, and the tools that you're bringing forward through the Councils of Light, through this incredible book, and through all of the monthly calls, it's incredible to see how it'll help everyone also with developing their connection to the Councils of Light as well. So thank you so much for being a way shower, a leader in this conscious evolution, and for doing the incredible work that you do. It's remarkable.
Yes.
It makes you speechless. Well, thank you so much for that incredible, incredible transmission. And again, tomorrow, please check it out. It'll be on Amazon. You can order the book, Councils of Light, and you have those incredible gifts as well, too, that you were mentioning. I was so honored to be a part of that as well, that when you purchase the book, you will be able to also receive up to a few thousand dollars worth of gifts. What an incredible connection to do for you. My God, that's so amazing. So you don't want to miss out on this. And again, Danielle Rama Hoffman of DivineTransmissions.com, thank you so much for being with us today and just for this incredible experience. It's always wonderful to have you on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's been such a delight to be here and to share the Council of Light with you and to just be in this amazing energy field of your beautiful radio show.
Thank you. And before we let you go, will you be doing any more tours to Egypt? And or are you having any new tours that are going to be added?
Yes. Well, there is lots in the works, in the hoppers. I'll have a spiritual retreat called Soul Connect coming out in November. And then in 2014, we'll be having a tour to the sacred sites in France. And at this point, don't have any plans to go to Egypt in particular yet. I'm available if the call happens to go.
Amazing. And everyone can find out about these on your website, right? DivineTransmissions.com?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you again so much, and with such joy, we give you gratitude, and we now turn it over to our wonderful travel guru spotlight, Peta Panos, who's going to be giving us some information about or showcasing an incredible site this week as well. Take it away, Peta.
Thank you, Charlotte. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm so excited to share some more information about the upcoming Ancient Egyptian Wisdom and Mysticism Journey to Egypt from the 18th to the 30th of January 2014. For more information on this and other journeys, please visit spiritualquestjourneys.com. Now, as with all Spiritual Quest journeys, it is our objective to connect the group with specialists in their field and people who can give you a solid foundation and lots of information about the sites, the theories, discoveries, and mysteries that surround them so that you can use your own discernment and see what resonates with you on the journey. On this journey, we have four amazing individuals who will guide and enchant you along the way. Firstly, Patricia and Yosef Iwan, who are co-directors of the Kemet School of Ancient Mysticism, which is essentially a modern-day mystery school, continuing the work of Yosef's father and well-known indigenous wisdom keeper, Hakim Iwan. On the Egyptology side, we have Muhammad Ibrahim, who is a specialist in hieroglyphics and Egyptian mythology. And then all the way from Australia, we have Fiona Lee, who is a key keeper of Thoth. And in addition to various activations and meditations, Fiona will be leading the group through the five stages of the sun initiations using the same techniques as were used in the ancient mystery schools. There are so many highlights on this 13-day journey, and I would like to touch briefly on a couple of them. The tour is focused on three main areas: Cairo, Luxor, and the Nile Cruise. In Cairo, the key highlights would be the Egyptian Museum and, of course, the Giza Plateau, with private access to the Great Pyramid and the Paws of the Sphinx. Also worth mentioning is Saqqara, where the Step Pyramid is, and here you get to visit the hospital where you can still feel the ancient healing energies. And then the recently reopened awesome Serapeum, where there are gigantic, perfectly cut stone boxes in underground tunnels. Seriously, this is a location that will make your mind boggle. Luxor is a real treasure chest with the Valley of Kings, the Luxor Temple, which is also known as the Temple of Man, and of course the one and only Karnak Temple. From Luxor, you also do a day trip to Dendera and Abydos, two exceptional temple complexes. Dendera is dedicated to Hathor, and Abydos is well known as where the Flower of Life etchings can be found. And then on the cruise from Luxor to Aswan, you get to stop off at the various islands like Esna and Komombo, and also enjoy some time relaxing on the sun deck and just taking in everyday Nile life as it's passing you by. And this really shouldn't be underestimated, because it's also important to enjoy some downtime and give yourself the opportunity to process and integrate all that you are experiencing, both on the outer journey at the sites themselves and then the inner journey where you're receiving the initiations. In Aswan, you'll also have the opportunity to visit a stone quarry where there are some unfinished obelisks and evidence of fascinating stone-cutting abilities. But more than just visiting ancient sites and experiencing modern-day Egypt, this tour is a chance to marvel at the mysteries and, more importantly, to share and discuss the information with your fellow searchers. The Egyptian history is rich with mystery and secrets, and if you have any preconceived notions about ancient Egypt, be prepared to start questioning everything when you see and feel the sights for yourself. For more information on this life-changing journey and others to sacred sites and magical places around the world, please visit spiritualquestjourneys.com or email me at peta@spiritualquestjourneys.com. You're also very welcome to download a free ebook on day-to-day spiritual processes as our gift. And remember, when you invest in spiritual travel, you always get back richer.
And thank you so much, PETA, for that amazing information and so much insight. Wow, this has been such a fantastic show. We once again thank Danielle Roma Hoffman for being with us from France. What an incredible show it has been. She's got her launch tomorrow again. It's going to be on Amazon.com. You want to pick up this book, Councils of Light. It is fantastic. And you can find out more about her at www.divinetransmissions.com. And also, too, thank you so much to PETA Panos from Spiritual Quest Journeys for our incredible spotlight, our travel guru. We just have so much going on. It's just so incredible, and it's such an amazing time to be alive. We thank you all so much for joining us today, wishing you all magical days. And, well, you know, we can't forget the nights, filled with cosmic ecstasy, and, of course, we now have divine joy. So we wish you all aloha.
Mm-hmm.